Yes, friends, you recognize the familiar strains of Eleanor, the theme that identifies those two lovable old fellows, Lum and Abner. Well, this is the time of year when the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis conducts its annual drive for funds to the committee for the celebration of the President's birthday. Almost every community in the United States has its own group of volunteers to work in this fight against infantile paralysis, from the largest cities to the smallest villages and hamlets. Down in Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner have sort of taken charge of things. And as we look in on the little community today, we find them over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the progress that they've been making. Listen.
Yeah, that's the finest thing it ever was. Every year at this time, everybody sends money into the National Foundation Fund for Infantile Paralysis.
Yeah, I know. I sent some in last year. I allowed they'd have the building built by now, though.
What building?
The one they're building that foundation for.
It ain't no foundation for a building.
Well, what are they going to put on it?
Nothing.
Just build a foundation and not put no building on it?
It ain't that kind of a foundation, Abner. It's a foundation fund. All this money that's sent in is a fund to fight infantile paralysis.
Oh.
They're carrying on experiments all over the country trying to illuminate the germ that causes the disease.
Well.
See, the money that everybody sends in, half of it goes to the national fund to carry on experiments, and half of it goes to your local fund to take care of the cases in your own community.
Yeah, I see.
All you got to do is send a dime to the President of the United States at the White House. The whole country celebrates his birthday by donating to this fund, the Parade of Dimes.
Well, I think we ought to send in more than a dime, Long.
Well, yeah, I do, too. Send in all you can.
Yeah.
A lot of people send 10 cents out of every dollar they make.
Well, what if it's a dollar bill? How you gonna send 10 cents out of it?
Get it changed.
Oh, yeah, could do that. Yeah.
I was just thinking this morning, it'd be nice for us here in the store if we'd take 10 cents out of every dollar we make this week and let that be our contribution to the victims of infantile paralysis for this year.
Yeah, well, that's all right with me. I think, though, we ought to have a plainer address to send it to than that when we send it in.
Plainer address?
Yeah, just send it to the White House, no telling where it'll wind up.
Oh, well, the President will get it all right. Don't you worry about that. There ain't but one White House in Washington.
Well, I do know. Doggies, there must be 3 or 4 of them right around Pine Ridge here. What color do they paint them up there, mostly?
Well, there's more than one White House.
Well, you just now said there weren't.
There's more than one house painted white, but there ain't but one White House.
Well, if there's more than one, huh?
I say, nothing. Let it go.
Well, if they use white paint on them, Lum, they're bound to turn out white.
Abner, the White House is just the name of the place. Like over at your place, they'd call it Peabody Place.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm glad I finally got that explained.
Yeah. The feller that lives there's name is White, huh?
No, the President lives there.
Well, his name ain't White.
I know it ain't.
They ought to call it the Roosevelt's house.
Abner, they call it the White House because it's painted white, and when you refer to the White House, everybody knows you're talking about where the President lives.
They do, huh?
Sure. They've always called it that.
Well?
You saw pictures of it. It's a great big white... Wait a minute. We got one right over here on a counter. Just got the other... Yeah.
Huh?
See there? There it hangs right over by the telephone.
Is that the place where the president lives?
That's it, right there.
Well, I do know. Huh! They sure have let the place run down, ain't they?
Run down?
Yeah, look at all the weeds out there in that field in front of the house.
Ain't no field. That's the front yard, and that's grass.
That's all front yard?
Yes, sir.
My doggies, if I was living there, I'd cut them trees out of there and bust that ground up and plant it.
Plant it?
Why, sure, they ain't no use to just let land lay out that away. Well, I could raise 2 bales of cotton on that little patch of ground there. Land's any count.
Well, they don't want to raise cotton, though.
Well, put it in corn. I don't care. I'd at least get them trees out of there and bust it up into firewood. Give your woman something to do after the crops is all laid by.
Yeah, I'd love to see that place after you and Elizabeth had lived there for a while.
Well, it'd be changed, I'll tell you that. I know the first thing Elizabeth would do, get herself a hoe and chop all the grass out of that yard up there around the house and sweep it good. She's always had the name of keeping the best swept front yard in the community.
Yeah, I know she has.
Get that yard swept good and clean, and take and outline them flower beds with snuff bottles. Doggies, you wouldn't know the place.
No, more than likely. But you ain't never going to live there because you couldn't be elected president, so it don't make no difference no way.
How do you know I couldn't? I ain't never even run for the office.
No, and you more than likely never will, neither.
I don't know. My mama said when I was just a little bitty boy that someday I was going to be the president.
Well, every mama said that about her baby, too. They said that about me, too.
They did?
Well, what's so funny about that?
I'm just thinking how funny you look in that big stovepipe hat with them striped breeches on.
Well, that's Uncle Sam you're thinking about, not the president.
Oh. Yeah, I know, Dad. What's the matter with me anyway?
Well, I ain't got time to sit here and gab with you all day. I've got to call up the folks on the party line, remind them to send their money in.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll just give the fire alarm ring. That always gets them to the telephone.
Yeah, that'll get them. Feller could fence that place in and make a good pasture out of it, too. Run 20 or 30 head of cattle right in there.
Be quiet. I can hear them picking up the receivers. They're listening in.
Well, I do know.
Howdy, everybody. This is Lum Eddards doing the talking.
I get up there to Washington. I'm going to see the president about sharecropping that place.
Be quiet, then. There ain't no fire. I just called you folks up to remind you to send in your dimes to the president at the White House in Washington, D.C. for the National Foundation Fund for Infantile Paralysis. Now, there ain't no use for me to try to tell you what a worthy cause this is, for you all know that. But I do want to remind you to do it right away. We just have till the 30th of this month, the president's birthday, to get the money in, so don't put it off. Sit down right now and send in all you can, and I know you'll be repaid 1,000 times in knowing that your dimes have helped someone that was stricken with that dreaded disease. I thank you.
We'd like to thank C.P. McGregor of Hollywood, who as a contributor to the March of Dimes Fund, recorded this program, and Miss Sybil Chisholm, Lum and Abner's regular organist. Lou Crosby speaking. Goodbye. Thank you.